A group calling itself Forum for Governance and Justice, FGJ, with support from eight pressure groups, has expressed its displeasure of the alleged continuous victimization of four legal practitioners. The lawyers are reported to have made comments about perceived corruption in the judiciary. At a press conference in Bolgatanga, it was revealed that the four lawyers, namely Dr. Raymond Atuguba, Abraham Amalba, David Annan and Larry Bimi, have since been denied access to the courts since May this year. This, the group says, amounts to a breach of their constitutional rights and a blatant attempt to intimidate the lawyers. We bring you a news desk report.
According to the group, it is relatively wrong to punish the lawyers for exercising their right to free speech as enshrined in the country's constitution. A leading member of the Forum for Governance and Justice, Dr. Clement Apak, told the media that corruption in the judiciary is indeed a reality and not a rumor or an attempt to tarnish the image of the profession, taking into cognizance the report of the Ghana Integrity Initiative on the Transparency International Global Corruption Report of 2018. The report, according to him, was confirmed through comments made by the Chief Justice, Her Lordship Georgina Wood, on the eve of the launch in her capacity as the judicial and administrative head of the judiciary. He therefore described the action taken by the Association of Magistrates and Judges towards the four lawyers as ill-motivated, stating that the association should immediately revoke their sanctions and render an unqualified apology to the lawyers. Dr. Apak also, on behalf of the other pressure groups, challenged the Association of Judges and Magistrates, the General Legal Counsel, and its disciplinary committee to act swiftly by providing fair responses to numerous suits filed by his outfit, since they would do anything within the confines of the law to ensure that justice prevails. He disclosed that a lawsuit has been filed at the Supreme Court to adjudicate on the matter.
That was a news desk report.